You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Very professional, wasn't he, Sheila?
Dan?
Yeah, I mean, his training with the tank regiment's obviously paying off.
Oh, yes.
He selected his target, lined it up carefully, then bang, there goes the coconut.
It was a good throw.
Well, Lily was deeply impressed.
Dan's always enjoyed the fete.
He doesn't mind her sticking like glue this afternoon.
No, of course not. He's always got on very well with Lily.
Yeah, and at least Freddie was reasonably civil.
I'm glad Dan's back this weekend. Otherwise, I'd have turned up on my own.
Is Alistair playing cricket?
No, he's covering at the Darrington practice.
Hi!
Hiya.
Hello, Kirsty.
Oh, it's good having the fete here, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be going well.
How are you?
Great. But, can we possibly catch up later?
Yes, of course.
I don't want to miss Gareth at the Wellywanging. Claims he's an expert. See you later. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.
Gareth?
Yeah, the chap she's trying to catch up with, I imagine. Just past Jim on the save stall.
Mm. Almost a touch of the Ross Poldarks.
Mm. Pity there isn't a scything competition.
Behave yourself. So how long before you take over on the pick a straw?
Oh, not for half an hour yet.
What about an ice cream first? And taking a look at the, what are the Morris men called again?
The Brampton Stags and Hinds. Which way?
Behind the White Elephant. Will, Robert and Neil have made a mini arena from straw bales.
Oh, yes.
The fete committee thought people can have lunch while watching the Morris dancing. Or Linda's glimpses of Ambridge through the ages.
Mm. Have you seen her costume?
A Borsetshire milkmaid. Very fetching.
And Robert is a mole catcher.
Well, it's a shame Kendon was in too much of a huff to sell picnic hampers here. He'd have made a fortune.
Oh, yes. Oh, I had an awkward conversation with Mum about that after church.
Poor Alan.
Great sponge chucking from Jazza, though.
Yeah, first class.
Worth leaving the combine for.
Oh, stop worrying about it, Debbie. Want to try your luck at the tombola?
Go on.
I'll have plenty of time to start on Whiteacre when we go back.
I'm really grateful, Adam.
There's no need.
If I hadn't dragged you here, I'd have been stuck going round with Mum and Brian, not the cheeriest of company.
He's still not impressed with the idea of retiring, is he?
He's hiding it very well, if he is.
Well, I'm glad I'm working all hours on the barley. Keeps me out of his way.
I think he's going for a new personal best at being grumpy.
Why does he have to be so negative about everything? Lambing, the herbal lays, the maize?
Doesn't help, does it?
It's the only downside if I take on the arable management.
If?
Well, I told you, I really want to.
It's a no-brainer, Adam.
I know. I'm still getting used to the idea, that's all. I didn't know you were ready to step down.
Well, with promotion at Intramag, I simply don't have time to carry on. Who better to take over?
Will you do me a big favour?
I'm only giving you a lot of extra headaches.
I like the idea of being able to integrate the whole operation. Yeah. And the boost to my salary.
Well, believe me, you'll earn it. On top of everything you're doing already.
It's not the work I'm bothered about, it's Brian. If he goes on criticising everything I do, he'll make life impossible, won't he?
They're keeping together well, aren't they?
Mm.
If I were in a Morris side, I'd trip over or lose my handkerchief in seconds.
Mm. I hope not. The handkerchief symbolised purity.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Music always brings the grounds to life.
Mm. Ooh. When are the Magic Opera Company coming?
Next month.
With Cosy Fan Duty?
Mm-hmm. They're doing that on the Friday and Saturday, and La Boheme on Sunday in the bank holiday.
Oh, I love La Boheme.
Mm, gorgeous, isn't it? You know, you'll have to persuade Alistair to come along.
Mm, possibly.
Pick up a flyer before you go home.
Dad would have loved both of them.
Mm, yeah. I wonder if Mum will be interested.
That was really good.
Was she very upset this morning?
Well, not upset tearful, more upset worried. Mm. She said David's always doing three things at once while Ruth's away. Cut his hand quite badly on a trough last night.
Oh,
there's more.
There's always more with Morris dancers. Mm.
How much, Tom?
Five balls a pound. Smash as much crockery as you can.
Oh, well, why not?
And what about you, Auntie Jennifer?
Oh, I'm happy to watch.
There we go.
Cheers.
I did want to ask you about Morris, though.
Five. Thanks. Oh, have you seen his costume?
Yes. It's really extraordinary.
Shock, Brian.
I'm surprised he agreed to dress up at all for Ambridge through the ages.
Well, normally he won't touch anything like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But then when Linda wanted someone to represent the Black Death, decimating South Borsetshire in the 1500s, he leapt at it.
Oh, careful, Brian. You will knock the whole display over.
I don't care. It's doing wonders for my blood pressure.
If we hurry, we'll be in time for the last ferret race.
That's what I call living.
Or we can wait for the next part of Ambridge Through the Ages in the mini arena.
Hi.
Afternoon, Debbie. Adam.
Hello, Charlie. You'll have to excuse us. We're off to catch the ferret race.
Oh, I'm afraid you've just missed it.
Oh.
Oh, that's it. The whole day's ruined.
There was a mix-up over the timings.
Not the only mix-up this afternoon.
No.
I suppose we could go straight to the arena.
Yeah, in a minute, Adam. Were you here for the opening speech?
Oh, yes, the poor old mayor of Borchester.
He was doing so well up to then.
It was quite a risk for the big finish.
Oh, yes.
I guess he wanted to say, let the fate start with a bang.
Only the Reverend Spooner stepped in.
Yeah, it was only one small slip.
Yeah, quite an impressive one.
Did you see the remote control cars?
Weren't they fantastic?
Extraordinary.
When the guy asked if any of us wanted to go...
Yeah, I know.
I had to stop myself shoving kids out of the way like, well, the BL board dumping a valued consultant.
You showed great self-restraint.
Ambridge Through the Ages might be quite interesting.
Well, we've loads of time yet. Adam says you're a big fan of remote control.
Yes, I like drone technology, if that's what he means.
Spring comes to medieval Borsetshire.
We couldn't do without it for our wheat and maize.
What kind of sensors do you use?
Yep, quite a wide range.
For what sort of jobs?
Weed maps, variable rate fertility... targeting inputs.
Hello, Tom.
Oh. Hi. I didn't know you were here, Kirsty.
Fallon told me about it. So I've done my bit and put some money in the bucket.
Great.
It's a good idea. Raising funds for the village hall.
Hmm. Are you enjoying it?
Oh, we're having a fabulous time. I keep seeing so many old faces. Though I haven't spotted Helen yet.
No. She's away at the moment.
Oh.
They're planning to get married soon. She and Rob.
Fingers crossed she makes a better job of getting through the service than you did.
Hmm.
Oh, Gareth's been served. You're welcome to join us. He'll be intrigued. He's heard so much about you.
It's all right. It's a long queue and I'm only on a break from the Aunt Sally. I might just go and find an ice cream.
As far as I can remember, we've only needed the failsafe once.
It had got out of range?
We lost radio contact. I think there was a storm brewing, but return to land mode brought it back safely.
Yeah. Haven't needed that yet.
Worked a treat.
We really are cutting it fine, Debbie.
Oh, yes. We mustn't miss, what was it? Sabrina Thwaite demonstrating the spring ritual of flea sweeping.
Sounds a must.
Almost makes up for missing the ferret race. Are you taking a look?
I can't, unfortunately. Justin's Skyping at 5 and talking through the coming week.
Shame.
I want to be in my office for them, so...
And I should be getting back to our barley soon, so good to see you.
You too. Oh, it must be nice for you to pay a visit to Borsetshire.
Poor Deb is rushed off her feet. We've got a lot to get through.
Yeah, I'm afraid Adam's right.
Well, if I don't see you before you go, maybe we'll meet up next time?
We may well do.
I hope so. It's always useful hearing about other setups.
Oh, yes.
And if I give you my card, maybe you could let me know in advance.
Thanks. I've got one somewhere.
I can always tell Charlie if you're coming back.
No need. Here it is. Sorry, it's so crumpled.
Oh, no worries.
Right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
And who knows, Debbie? Might even bump into you at a trade fair before then.
they've done us proud of the cakes, haven't they?
The WI? Mm. Mm.
I know Jill and Auntie Chris and Emma were busy baking most of last week.
My Eccles cake was all right, I suppose.
I suggest when we finish our tea, we have one last look round before dragging Rory away from his friends and going home.
Well, why go round again? We've seen everything there is to see, Jenny.
Well, I want to call in on the Save Store and find out how Jim's been getting on since he took over.
You don't seriously expect anyone else has signed up?
Why not?
After the Springhurst and Butler report. Focus is bound to change to Penny Hazard and Edgeley.
Until Route B is unequivocally ruled out, Save goes on fighting.
All right, well, go and see Jim, but then let's collect Rory and leave. I'm afraid I've had quite enough enforced jollity for one afternoon.
I don't know why I asked you to come with me.
No, neither do I.
You can't go on like this, you know, Brian.
Like what?
Feeling sorry for yourself. All because Debbie had the temerity to use the R word.
Well, it's an absurd idea. I'm not ready to retire yet. And in fact, if Debbie's giving up managing the Arrow...
Look, you are not taking over from her. I won't have it. It's Adam's responsibility now. No one's suggesting you stop taking an interest in the farm.
Oh, he'll be happy for me to take an interest. Just won't take a blind bit of notice of anything I say.
Time moves on, darling. It's a question of accepting the stage we reached in life.
You're starting to sound like Kate.
It's common sense. Even Tony's realised there's a time to hand over the reins.
So you all keep saying. I'm not Tony, thank the Lord.
In some ways, you're in a very similar situation.
What? He's giving up because of his health.
He's taking a well-earned rest because he recognises his children are ready to take over.
Tony will be all right, curled up with some dog-eared old tome on the joys of organic manure. But I'm not like that.
No, but you've got plenty of your own interests.
Interests, yes. Hobbies to fill the odd hour here and there.
Oh, darling, there will never be a better time for Adam to take on the management. He's old enough to have acquired wisdom, but he's still got drive and ambition.
What about me? What am I supposed to do with all the spare time?
Enjoy it.
It's 40 years since I bought the farm from Ralph. Since then, providing for the children, for us, it's been my life, Jenny. But if I'm not doing that anymore, what on earth am I for?
Ready for the next one, Bert?
Please.
Well, looks like it's going to be exactly the right number.
Because I measured up before ever I started, Kenton.
Ah, yes.
No sense buying more edging stones than we need.
Yeah, quite. Oh, and Jolene and I'll be more than happy to pay for them.
I won't hear of it.
Oh, no, no, no. We don't
this
mind.
This is where Frieda's Rose is going, come autumn. It's up to me to get the bed looking nice.
Well, if you're sure...
Oh, you and your missus have been kind enough already, letting me plant it here.
Hey, there's no kindness involved.
Can you pass me another one?
Everyone at the Bull wants to honour her memory.
Ah, it's a real comfort to me, making it look nice with a border.
Yeah, that's a big improvement.
And I've bought a few bulbs and all to add a touch of colour in the autumn.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the rose will be going in with no leaves. And I don't want the bed looking too bare.
Oh, no, no.
I bought them at the fete yesterday. Mrs. Button was running a really nice little garden store.
Well, I thought you weren't going.
Oh, well, first time without my Frieda. I wasn't inclined to bother.
Yeah, so you said.
But I was mooching around after church, not sure what to do with myself. And I sort of felt her telling me, don't be such a silly old fool. Get over there, she said. The money's going to a good cause, isn't it? Can I?
Oh, yeah. There you go. And were you in time for the opening speech?
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't know whether to believe him. Jazza claims the mayor accidentally said... Let the state fart with a bang.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
It was very embarrassing for the poor fella.
Yeah, well, call me mean-spirited, but I think it's a judgment on holding it at Lower Loxley.
Otherwise, it went very well.
Took all our customers. We were almost deserted here.
Well, it's only for this year.
Yeah, well, Sunday's usually our best day in summer. And they'd actually stopped work on the green, so it was nice and quiet out here.
Can I have the last one?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Now, You go in and help Jolene get ready for opening. I can easily finish off on my own.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll hang on a little longer. I'm probably best keeping out of her way.
Ah.
Yeah, a few words were spoken this morning.
If you line the tin, Granny, I'll start weighing out.
Ooh, yes, please.
How much sugar did we use last time? 160.
For celebration fruitcake, let's try 140 grams.
Okay.
We probably did use more last time, Phoebe.
I think so.
But if we cut down gradually, nobody will notice. The fruit makes it sweet enough.
And healthier. Mm. Oops. Just over.
Oh, well, that's all right.
I can take some out.
An odd gram here and there doesn't really matter. As long as your grandfather doesn't realise we're cutting back.
No. I hope the fruitcake cheers him up a bit.
Oh, let's not worry about him.
I thought he'd be really happy having Debbie home.
Oh, yes, he is.
He doesn't look it.
Well, if you start mixing, I'll just get the eggs.
Sure. It's nice doing it the old-fashioned way for a change.
It's good. No, Brian's simply worried about having too much free time on his hands.
You're joking.
Well, so used to being busy.
I wish I had more free time. I've so much work to do over the holidays.
He'll soon get used to it. Ooh, I am envious.
Hmm?
I wish I had your energy mixing.
It's like Nana told me. Start baking in a foul mood.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Betty.
So you beat the ingredients hard enough.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about her last night.
How did you get on at your father's?
Brilliant. We couldn't stop laughing. It's much more like, well, how it used to be.
Oh, well, that's good.
He's so looking forward to being assistant manager.
When Caroline and Oliver go to Tuscany?
Yeah. We're not quite there yet, are we?
That's not bad.
Not fluffy enough for the eggs.
Does he know when they're going?
No, they're still choosing a villa. He can't wait.
You know, it'll do him good to have more responsibility again.
It's given him a real lift. He's been so down since everything happened.
Yes, as I know.
Now it's like he's getting used to how things are. Though there is one thing we're both really sad about.
The architect's coming back tomorrow, is he?
Yeah. Ash, he's called. He wants to show us a few initial ideas on paper.
Oh. It's a shame Frieda will never see what you do to the kitchen. She didn't think much of the old one.
No.
Too awkward and pokey, she said.
Well, there's some truth in that.
Yeah, at least the new cook will get the benefit, when you find one.
Mm. You take my point, though. I mean, we don't need to go through an agency for that.
Oh, don't ask me to take sides.
But it's common sense, Bert. If we do, we'll end up paying fees on top of wages.
I wouldn't know.
All we need to do, when we're ready, is stick an advert in the Echo.
But Jolene doesn't agree with you.
She says you get what you pay for. Otherwise, we might as well get Wayne in.
Well, she wants her ex to be the new cook.
Well, she only said it to wind me up. Which it did.
Well, you'd be better waiting till you've actually got your new kitchen. Then start arguing.
Yeah, true.
Isn't it an odd time to be planting bulbs, Bert?
Oh, hi, Mum.
Well, they're autumn crocuses, Jill.
Ah, hello, love.
We're smartening up the bed for when Bert plants Frieda's rose.
What a nice sort.
Yes, I bought 2 packs of crocuses yesterday. I'm putting the rest in at Glebe.
Carol will appreciate that.
Ooh, has she told you her sad news?
What's that?
Well, she had a call from an old neighbour in Bristol yesterday. Hester, somebody or other.
I don't think I know her.
Well, a good friend of hers down there, she says. Only this Hester's husband's just passed on. So Carol will be off to the funeral.
Oh, perhaps I'll call in on my way home after I've delivered some of my raspberry jam.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, you could have asked me to bring it, Jill.
No, I wanted to see Kenton to catch up on his news.
About the architect?
Yes, amongst other things. Shall we go in and find somewhere quiet?
There we are.
Your secret ingredient.
Yes.
Wouldn't be celebration fruitcake without rum.
Grandad
Mike loves whiskey cake.
Oh, does he?
He says Nana used to make it at Christmas.
Ah. Now, are he and Vicky settling into their new home now?
They're starting to. Oh, your missus not having any fields or proper woods nearby.
Mike without trees. Doesn't sound right, does it?
He always has a good walk around whenever he's back at the bottling plant.
Yeah, I can see why that's difficult for you and Roy. I mean, one minute he's home in Ambridge and then he's gone again.
Now you, Granny. Three times for luck.
Oh, you never let me forget that.
It's what
you
always said when I was little.
Yes, well, it wouldn't taste as nice.
I'm not sure he likes living in Birmingham.
Oh, well, that's quite a change for him.
Yeah, and that can be scary.
Mm. Your life's full of changes at the moment, darling.
I guess.
Will you spoon it into the tin for me?
I made a mess last time.
Only because you were in a rush.
Sometimes changes are great, really exciting and fun.
Like going out with Alex?
Yeah, even though that's sort of frightening as well.
Oh, is it?
Like, when he wasn't talking to me for a couple of days, what if he doesn't feel the same way?
Actually, has he said how he feels about you?
Yeah, sort of.
Now, let's smooth this right to the edges, please.
It's still difficult. Like, if one of us says the wrong thing, I go from totally happy to complete panic in 10 seconds flat.
Well, I can remember being like that.
It doesn't help, other people telling us what to do all the time.
No, don't suppose it does.
Not you, Granny. Other people.
Oh.
I'm just lucky Alex is so easy to talk to. We do a lot of talking.
Oh, that's good. That's the best way.
We've decided we'll do whatever's right for us. Never mind what anyone else says. We'll work things out in our way, in our own time.
I'm sure you will, darling.
It looks delicious.
I made some for all of you, with help from the boys.
Well, I'm surprised there's any left if Josh and Ben were in on it.
Josh did all the lifting and lugging of pans.
Well, I look forward to trying it later, Mum.
Have you got a minute to sit down?
Sure.
I thought everyone deserved a treat. I know how hard you and Jolene are battling to keep the pub going.
Well, yes. Losing the fate didn't help.
And it's not easy for David either at the moment.
Oh.
Trying to cover for Ruth so much of the time. Oh, Pitt does as much as she can, but she's got so much else going on.
Mum.
David's so busy trying to do everything at once, he's getting careless. He cut his hand wide open on Saturday.
Oh, that's a shame, but as you say, we're all busy.
It might make life easier for both of you if you brought this silly argument to an end.
Me? Why me?
Well, David's tried, hasn't he?
Mum, I know that you're concerned, but I wish David wouldn't drag you into his battles.
He hasn't. I'm here of my own accord.
I'm afraid it's going to take more than a few soothing words from you or Shula to put things right.
Oh. Shula's spoken to you?
Yeah, more than once. It's typical David. If he can't get his own way, he gets everybody else onto me.
We're not getting at you, Kenton.
No?
No, of course not.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up because it feels awfully like when David and I were kids. I was always wrong and he was always right.
It wasn't like that.
Mum, I don't mean that you and Dad did it deliberately. And I know that I didn't help myself sometimes. But I got so used to Dad writing me off, I gave up even trying to make you both proud of me.
Your father thought the world of you, Kenton. That's precisely why he was so hard on you.
I just hoped we got past all that now.
Look, no one's saying the argument's your fault.
Yeah, but I'm the one who has to put it right.
Well, you're the one not talking.
Only because David landed Jolene and me in such a... Let's just forget it. I know I can't win.
Oh, darling.
And it's not doing you any good, running backwards and forwards between us. So, here's a thought. How about you, Shula, and everyone else, stop fussing and worrying about me.
We're not fussing.
And I will forget about David and concentrate on putting all my energy into getting this place on its feet again, which is what I need to do.
I know that's important.
Yes. Yes, just Jolene and me sorting it out by ourselves. forget everyone else. That's probably the best. Don't you think?
Well, it's a bigger space, isn't it, Susan?
No, they've knocked through into the storeroom.
With some enthusiasm, evidently.
I'm not quite sure what the plan is with that.
No, but you're quite right. It is a good time to look round.
Well, I thought we could start thinking about the new layout.
Do we really need one?
Definitely.
I assumed the shop and post office would go back much the way they were.
Oh, no. Now we've lost most of our fixtures and fittings, what an opportunity to make it more customer-friendly.
Wasn't it already?
With all the little bottlenecks. By the sweet carousel, the chill cabinet and the biscuits.
Well, yes.
Get between Mrs. Hawkins and her bourbon creams. You were taking your life in your hands.
Perhaps we should rely less on carousels.
No, it's more than that, Jim. For years we've been fighting history.
Have we?
We've fiddled with the displays, but we've been trapped by the basic floor plan.
What do you propose, Susan?
Well, I thought I'd better prepare myself before going to the shop committee, so I've been looking online. Been a real education, Jim. First of all, we should renew the shop sign in a nice warm red to attract passers-by.
Nothing too garish, I hope.
Oh, no, don't worry. As soon as they step in, they'll be bathed in a cool blue light from the walls, which promotes contemplation and high spending.
Does it indeed?
And since customer flows usually to the right, that's where we'll put all our collapsible bread baskets, drawing them in with the fresh baked smell.
What if they only want a pint of milk?
Well, they go right down the aisle to the chill cabinet.
That sounds very inconvenient.
It lets them see all our quality brands. Let's not forget, Jim, the eyeline is the byline.
Come on, slow coach.
Thank you, Alice. I haven't been riding for quite a while, remember?
Oh, you never forget how.
You always showed the most potential, Kate, till you gave up Pony Club.
I'm not sure I should even be doing this.
Oh, the horses enjoy it.
It's a perfect day for blowing away the cobwebs. Come on.
Are we going for it?
I am. Come on, girl. Come on.
Come on, Spearmint.
Chevy! Alice, wait for me!
It's good of you to make time.
Oh, not at all. Bridge Farm has a real interest in the community shop reopening.
It'll be very useful hearing your thoughts on some of the more challenging ideas that have been put forward.
You do take my point about new shelving.
Well, yeah, but won't that be expensive?
Oh, we can't use any of the old ones, Pat. They're in a terrible condition.
You would be much better. When the shop reopens, there mustn't be any hint it was ever flooded.
Oh, Tom's right. Though I expect your main interest is where the local foods will go.
You're thinking that far ahead already.
Oh, I've got it all planned out.
So it seems.
I suggest we run local produce from up by the collapsible bread baskets.
The hypothetical collapsible bread baskets. Nothing's been agreed by the committee yet.
No, but once they have, it'll come all the way down to the newspaper and magazine racks here.
That's an awful lot of space. You don't think it might be too much?
Oh, no.
We've learned from camping out in your pack house. There's a very strong demand for local produce.
No, especially the Bridge Farm range.
Well, yes, there is, which is why...
It's great you want to stock so much.
Tom?
And not just from Bridge Farm. Plenty of other local suppliers benefit as well, Mum.
Oh, yes, there's no shortage of those.
We'll make it one of our main selling points. Oh, this isn't just a community shop anymore. It's going to be a real destination store.
So much for being rusty, Kate.
Yeah, it's coming back to me. You're right about Chris, though, Debbie. It's absolutely manic for him at the moment.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
Oh, he's not complaining, even if most of the work's out in the van. He'd love to spend more time at the forge.
He makes fantastic candlesticks. I've got one in the cottage.
Yeah, he likes mixing it up, shoeing and making the decorative stuff.
Mm.
But, you know, he's got to follow the money.
So, horses come first?
Yeah.
He should charge a lot more for his ironwork. I got that candlestick off him for next to nothing.
I tell you what he's just sold. A copy of the Thor hammer he made when he took over the forge.
Oh, yeah, what, hanging over the door?
Mm. He sold it to one of the dairymen at Barrow. He arrived at the forge and asked for a special commission. Charlie Thomas suggested he called in, apparently.
What do you guys make of Charlie?
Pretty fit.
Well, yes.
Yeah, though, a little standoffish, maybe.
I can't read him at all.
Me neither.
I thought we were getting on really well at New Year.
The Lower Loxley Ball.
Yeah, it was kind of warming up between us, until Adam steps in.
How?
Well, suddenly he was there, chatting away, totally cramping my style.
Well, be fair, everyone was out of their skulls at New Year.
Yeah, I know, but it felt like, I don't know, only Adam was allowed to be his friend or something.
Ah, is that right? Can you reach the gate, Alice, or do you want me to get down?
Before you disappear, Tom, I've been thinking all the way back. Why don't we tell Susan and the rest what we're planning?
Not yet, Mum.
Well, I know it's yours and Helen's decision now, but since we've accepted the offer on organics...
Subject to contract.
I can't see anything stopping the sale. So once she's back from the Isle of Wight, we can get going on our farm shop.
It's still only an idea, Mum.
Everything's in place to make it a reality.
If we say anything now, the community shop might see us as opposition and stop stocking our produce.
They wouldn't be that petty.
Well, why take the risk? It's still going to be an important outlet for us.
I don't know.
Well, let's wait till we've actually started work on it. Then we can show everyone it's going to be so different to the village shop, it's not going to be competition.
I suppose we are targeting a different sort of customer.
We want regulars, coming weekly or monthly and filling their cars. Not casual passing trade. So why worry them for no good reason?
Perhaps you're right, Tom.
That isn't too cheeky of me.
You're going to waltz off and leave us to clean your tack.
Oh, fine, Alice.
Sorry, but I only booked this morning off
go,
work.
Go.
Oh, and you're definitely coming to supper on Thursday.
Yep, and it had better be delicious.
Oh, we'll try. Bye then.
See you, Alice.
Bye.
Oh, it's years since we've done that together.
Yeah.
You enjoy it?
More than I expected.
It's good of Sheila to let us take them out. You look like you were really getting into it.
Well, at least it stopped me feeling miserable for a while.
About what?
Oh, everything.
That bad?
Most of the time. Nothing's going quite right at the moment.
You've done your cottage up beautifully.
Not so nice that Phoebe wants to spend any time there.
Oh, she's 17, Kate. We both wanted to get away from Mum and Dad at her age.
Yeah, but she's happy enough staying with her grandparents or seeing her father. Which, I guess, proves Dad's point.
Which is?
That I'm useless at relationships.
Brian said that?
More or less. He's still mad about me and Lucas breaking up.
Oh, yeah, like he's Mr. Marriage Expert.
It's quite funny, really.
Well, you'd think Rory might be a little reminder every day. Nobody's perfect.
The trouble is, sometimes I think he's right. I am useless at everything.
No, come on, Kate. We've all messed up at some point.
Yeah, but I keep making the same mistakes. Whenever I look at Adam and Ian, I just think, why can't I get it right like them? You doing Alice's bridal?
Yeah.
I'll clean her saddle when I finish mine.
Okay.
I really did want to put things right with Lucas after, you know.
You seemed determined to make it work when you went to Joburg.
I thought we both were, but he never really forgave me.
No?
Well, he started staying out all the time, and then I noticed his friends looking at me like they knew he'd got something going on.
Well, he was seeing someone.
More than one, in the end. I found out when I checked his mobile.
Ouch.
So then I went out with this guy, Peter, to get back at him. Met him in a bar. Wish I hadn't.
Lucas found out.
One of his friends spotted us, so that was it.
But he didn't own up to playing away himself.
There was no point. We both knew it was over. It was time to admit defeat and come back.
Oh, that must have been so tough for you.
When I said goodbye to Nolly and Sipo,
Oh, they have so much pain in their eyes. Oh, Kate. He's made them think I want to hurt them.
Look, keep Skyping, keep talking to them, make sure they know you love them.
And then here, I try to get close to Phoebe to help her through all the important stuff. Half the time she can't stand being in the same room as me.
No, that's not true.
Well, it feels like it. You are so lucky not having children, Debbie.
No, I'm not.
I promise you.
No, I'm not. Whenever I see photos of Nolly and Sipo or hear you talking to Phoebe, it can still tear me up that I won't ever have children of my own.
Yes, you will.
I can't. That ship has sailed.
Oh.
That's what broke things up with Istvan.
Istvan?
Yeah, you won't remember.
Oh, yeah, you emailed. He sounded nice.
Yeah, he was. He'd probably make a great father one day. When he decided it was time to find out, that was me out of the picture.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Debbie.
Oh, no, don't be. I'm fine with who I am 99% of the time, but... Never forget how lucky you are to have three beautiful children.
Even if the eldest can't bear to share anything with me.
Well, you've got to be patient. In time, she'll see what amazing energy and imagination her mother has. I bet one day she'll be really glad you're her mum.
Do you honestly think so?
Yeah. And you can help make it happen. And show Brian you're anything but useless.
How?
You're serious about your yoga and meditation?
It's about the only thing keeping me sane.
Well, if you commit to it, perhaps your rural retreat idea could work.
You don't think I'm crazy?
No.
Well, you and Lillian are the only ones who don't.
Well, prove everyone else wrong. Get some more work done on the business plan you were telling me about. Do a proper job.
Okay.
Then email it to me in the next couple of weeks, but don't put it off any longer.
Yeah, it would be nice to hear what you think of it.
If it's any good, I might do a little more than that, Kate.
Yeah?
Look, I don't have any children to invest in, but I have a very talented sister. So, if your plan looks viable, who knows? Maybe I could invest in you.
If you like, I'll take the girls back, Dad.
No, it's all right.
You go and hitch up the trailers.
Have you had a look at the barley this morning?
No.
Needs time to dry off, Josh. I reckon Adam won't be over for a good while yet.
Oh, right.
Although, actually, if you want to wash the parlour for me, this cut's healing up, but hosing down's still tricky.
Or we can walk up together.
That's not a bad idea. I'm moving them into Skipperley.
It's better with two when they're crossing the road.
Yeah, yeah, go on then.
On the way, I can tell you my brilliant new scheme.
Right.
I had a really good chat with Toby last night about the geese.
Uh-huh.
Dad, Usha just rang.
Oh, do you want me?
No, I've sorted it. She's going to Newcastle tomorrow.
Is she?
Yeah, to meet Mum.
Well, your mother never said anything about it.
Oh, they've only just fixed it up.
Has something happened to Granny Heather?
No, it's a work thing. One of Usha's colleagues was meant to be talking at a CPD seminar or something.
No idea what that is.
No, me neither. But he's sick, so Usha's going instead, and she's meeting Mum afterwards.
Oh, great. Well, that'll cheer her up.
Only Usha's leaving straight from work, and she said if we want to send anything with her, I'll have to take it over now.
Oh, right.
And I texted to see what Mum wants, but she's not answering.
How about sending up Ben and his mate?
Sensible suggestion.
It is. They keep nicking my Xbox.
Well, she could probably do with some more clothes if she's staying on an extra couple of days.
What?
Well, I've dug out a couple of tops for her.
Why is Mum staying on?
I told you last night.
No, you didn't.
Granny Heather's going into interim care tomorrow.
Dad said so at supper.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't listening. I was too knackered.
Well, it's like the halfway house between hospital and something more permanent.
Well, I've put some socks and pants in as well. That should be all right, shouldn't it?
Yeah, great. A pair of jeans as well?
OK.
Not the purple ones, Pip.
Definitely not.
They're so embarrassing.
Well, it'll do her good seeing Usha. She sounded so down last night.
Sorry about that, Debbie.
Have you sorted the pickers out now?
I hope so. I've moved Lord Vika onto the front loader. Theodore's so careless, we were losing loads of strawberries.
Oh, that's no good.
I had to persuade him we need to save his muscles for hand stacking.
Very diplomatic.
I didn't think it'd take me so long.
Oh, I don't mind. I've been quite happy pushing in pigtail sticks. This is where you meant.
Yeah, spot on.
But if you like, I'll run out the wire and move the sheep in. You get on elsewhere.
No, I only had to see to Theodore and deal with a couple of texts about nets.
Oh, will you have time to go tonight?
Well, not once I get started at Brookfield.
Yeah, I think so.
So I've apologised to Tom. Then Charlie texted to ask if I was going.
Did he?
Yeah, says he'll probably cry off as well if I can't make it.
Oh, poor old Tom. There wouldn't be many there.
Oh, did you bring a spare insulator?
There you go.
Ah, thanks.
Well, they're in for a treat. The sainfoin's come through really well.
And there's plenty of chicory.
Yep.
In an ideal world, I'd be doing the same in Longmeadow Broadfield Note Bank.
Well, you're in charge of cropping now.
Do you really think Brian will sit back and let me put half the farm down to Herbal Lays?
Half might be pitching it a little strong.
He made enough of a fuss about 15 hectares.
Well, you were diplomatic with the pickers. Why not with him? See if he'll go for a compromise.
Does he even know the word?
Find out. Maybe suggest 100 hectares for next year?
Yeah, I did wonder about something like that.
Well, then go for it.
Suppose I ought to. Even if it wrecks the little fantasy I've been building up that I now have some real say.
Adam, effectively, you're the farm manager. You can change whatever you want, as long as you take Brian with you.
And if he doesn't want to go, what do I do then?
Go on. Go on. Good.
What do you think, Dad? My great idea.
I think you should keep watching that one. Don't let her wander.
I won't.
She'll be straight off to Pennyhasset.
I'm on it. In you go.
Right. These are the last. Good. Good.
Keep going. Good girl.
Typical farmers. Blocking all the roads.
Have you got everything, Pet?
Yeah.
You will thank Usha for us, won't you?
Of course I will.
She should tell Mum to stop feeling guilty. It's not her fault Granny Heather can't go home. Go through.
You are coming straight back.
Don't worry. I haven't forgotten I'm hauling grain the rest of the day.
Yeah, you and Ed. He'll be over soon.
Well, I won't be long. I do want to squeeze in some time for myself if I get the chance. Checking the links Webster Agri sent me.
Oh, right. To the big cattle units in Brazil.
Yeah. Well, if that's where I'm going in October, I need to know what I'm dealing with.
That is going to be so cool, Pip.
It's really amazing. Well, Brazil, can you believe it?
I'm so jealous.
Well, I don't know how long the placements are, but maybe you can visit me.
That'll be awesome.
Can't wait to get started.
You are in a rush to get away.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic, Dad.
Yeah, I know. It'll be very exciting for you.
Can't come soon enough. See you.
Yeah, see you.
Have you found anyone to help while she's away?
No, not yet. She's going to take some replacing.
It's switched on.
And I've brought in the water, so we can head back if you like.
Any thoughts on what I said before?
Well, I know you're right, Debbie. I've always got options.
If you find you really can't get anywhere with Brian...
Yeah, the trouble is, I've talked about leaving before. But when it comes to, well, actually looking for somewhere else...
Well, let's hope you don't need to. The best outcome, by far, is you staying here, taking the whole farm on, with Brian's support.
Mm.
All I'm saying, for your own peace of mind, don't let it become a prison sentence.
Should be the chance of a lifetime.
Well, let's hope it is. But if, after a few months, it's not working out...
Which is what I'm afraid of.
Be as good as your word. Walk away. I was always ready to do that.
Yeah, but... I haven't really gotten in with anyone like you had with BL.
Hello? You know me, don't you?
I don't want to take advantage.
You wouldn't be. Part of my new brief with Intramag is recruiting high-quality managers. You'd stroll into a job with us.
Well, that'd be outrageous nepotism.
It'd be a feather in my cap. Do you realise how good you are?
Nice of you to say so,
I mean it, Adam. Listen, I want you to stay here.
So do
but
I.
But the offer's there. So that you don't get backed into a corner every time Brian disagrees with you.
Okay, thanks.
Well, let's hope you never take me up on it.
In some ways, it'd be great. New challenges and all that. But I've got so much going on for me here. Professionally, personally.
Oh, yeah, I should have said. Ian wouldn't have any trouble finding a good kitchen. I have quite a few useful contacts.
That's great, but it's not just Ian. I've got so much else to lose.
I thought you'd be on your way to Brookfield by now.
I'm going when I'm ready. There's still a lot of moisture around.
Well, I'm only saying we've lost so much other work, we can't afford to make them unhappy.
Yeah, I think we get that, Brian. Where are you off to now?
I'm trying to find some hazard signs.
Well, I'll come with you. I need to have a chat.
What?
Urgently.
After the parlour, I want a quick look at the Herefords before checking the dryer.
The barley won't come in wet, will it?
Not too bad, if we beat the showers.
I promised Gran we'd check the hives this morning. Then I've got to box up the eggs.
OK. Will you have any time to give Pip a break this afternoon?
Should do. The eggs won't take that long.
Right.
So what do you think about the hens, then? If I did go in with Rex and Toby?
Josh, you don't own the hens all by yourself.
I do nearly all the work.
Neil patched the roof on the grading shed.
Apart from that, he's busy with his pigs. Haley's gone.
Yeah, they've still got money in it.
But if Toby and Rex go ahead, buying in quail...
Quail? You said ducks.
Quail's their new thing. They've always been getting ducks.
Have they?
Not like right now, but it's the next step.
Not here.
Toby didn't say, but they need an all-year income.
Well, obviously.
So they're thinking of quail's eggs as well, which, when you think about it, fits perfectly with what I'm doing.
No, it doesn't.
The poultry eggs.
Josh, the Fairbrothers are only staying here for a few months.
But they're going to carry on raising geese and ducks afterwards.
What, where?
Toby says he loves Ambridge.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they'll find any land here. I mean, they didn't have much luck before I took pity, did they?
Well, no.
No. Could well end up on the other side of the county, which is hardly ideal if you've gone into business with them.
Maybe they'll move away, Dad. Maybe they won't.
Warning. Stags in field. Well, that says it like it is. You're getting them out early.
Not to put up yet. Seeing if we need to order any more. We were caught out, not checking in time last year.
Phew. This one's seen better days.
Yeah, it has really. Can you bin it?
Sure.
Oh, this'll do another turn.
Mind you, you'll need a whole new set when you start stag racing.
Sorry?
Adam's latest idea. Stag racing.
What?
Hasn't he mentioned it yet?
How?
Serve you right if he did something like that.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him.
Why are you so down on everything he's suggesting?
I'm not down on good ideas, Debbie, but he doesn't seem to have too many lately.
Have you looked at the lay in Broadbank?
Yes, very pretty.
It's saving us money on fertilisers.
It's perfectly all right as a small experiment, but I have to consider the whole picture.
Or let Adam take responsibility for it.
I realise the pair of you can't wait to put me out to pasture.
I didn't say that.
Well, as good as. But I haven't spent 40 years building up Home Farm as a legacy to hand on to my children, only to see Adam fritter it away with a lot of half-baked, dippy-dopey ideas.
You don't have to agree with everything he suggests.
Good, because I don't.
But you should think about the consequences if you don't let him start making the big decisions.
Debbie, your mother and I take our income from the farm. If the business goes belly up, so does our standard of living. And I won't do that to her.
Adam will never let that happen.
Well, not deliberately, no. But if he goes on trying to change everything at once, he'll start losing an awful lot of money, surprisingly quickly.
Which is why he needs someone with wisdom and experience to turn to for advice.
Me? As soon as I open my mouth, he switches off.
When you're trashing his ideas, maybe, but if you actually listened for once...
I tried
and
to.
And if he saw you taking him seriously, he might be more open to influence. A little nudge here and there.
I don't think Adam appreciates my little nudges.
You're as bad as each other. But what's going to happen if you don't cut Adam some slack?
The farm might go on making a profit.
Or you'll lose him for good.
Oh, well, I know he likes sounding off.
Perhaps it's not just sounding off this time.
Well, has he said something to you?
He doesn't have to. I can see how frustrated he is. And I know a lot of other companies who'd be happy to poach him from you.
Possibly.
Not just possibly. Intramag will be first in the queue.
You're not serious, Debbie.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a real asset to us in Hungary. Do you really want to drive him away? It's up to you.
Can you hear, Mum? That is Ed tipping out the last trailer load.
The barley's in now.
We got the lot. Thought you'd want to know.
That's great, Pip.
There's been a real thrash the last day and a half. We've been racing the showers.
I know, I saw the forecast.
Didn't help. And Uncle Brian came over and kept Dad talking for half an hour this afternoon.
Must have been something important. He doesn't normally get in the way.
It doesn't matter. We got away with it. Looks like the rain's passed us by.
Excellent.
So I'm off for something to eat.
You've earned it.
What's that noise? Where are you?
Oh, I'm in a bar in Jesmond. I'm waiting for Usha. Oh.
Well, I hope you like what I've sent up.
It'll be fine. Jeans and a topsoil I need.
When are you coming back?
Oh, Sunday or Monday, I hope. Once I'm sure your gran's settled in.
Was that today or tomorrow?
I took her to Marvin House this afternoon.
What's it like?
Very nice. Clean, friendly. They've made us very welcome.
What does gran make of it?
She quite likes it.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah, except that... Oh, Usha!
Usha! I'm tucked round here.
Hi.
She's here now.
Well, say hello from me. Oh, I'll let you go. I've got a dash.
Okay. Tell your dad I'll ring him later.
Yeah, will do. Bye.
Bye.
Have I got here to bedtime?
Not at all. Pip says hello.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, lovely to see you.
How do you?
It's a strange meeting up here, isn't it? How was your seminar?
Oh, long. Quite useful and over, which is what I like best about it.
No work talk, then?
No, thank you. Where do you want your goodie bag?
Oh, put it down there. That's great. I'm starting to run out of clothes.
So I gathered.
And I can't go home till I've got Mum to understand something.
Yeah, I guess it is late for the second check.
Normally you get here much earlier, Toby.
My mistake. I thought Rex was going to see to the feed and water, but he's off to a mate's tonight.
I thought, well, maybe something was wrong when you beat the horn.
No, just saying hello.
Right.
And wondering if you fancied helping me out?
Oh.
Not if you're busy, of course.
Oh, no, I'm not. Well, I was going to get something to eat, but...
Well, that works for me too. After the geese... I'm ordering a curry. They will deliver here.
Oh, yeah. Only to the house and yard.
Let's do that, then. I've got a few beers in the back. We can put the beach chairs up by the tent.
Certainly beats cheese on toast.
Is that what you were going to have?
Well, I don't know. Something easy?
Oh, we've got to do better than that. Come round and hop in, Pip.
You sure? I'm really sweaty and dusty.
I don't mind if you don't.
Ooh. Ooh, that's nice.
How did today go?
Not as bad as I expected. I got Mum to Marvin House, the convalescent place. Interim care, they call it. She was quite impressed.
Well, that must have been a relief.
It was. After a fall last week, I thought, another new place to get used to. Will she hate it? Is it going to happen again?
But she's coping so far.
Seems to be. She swears one of the carers sounds just like me dad when he was young. And the other patients are a lot more lively than on the ward. She had a good chat with one of them. A lady about the same age. Who's getting ready to go home tomorrow.
Ah.
Mum didn't say. But I'm sure she thinks it'll be the same for her. 2 or 3 weeks convalescence then... back to normality.
Which would be going home.
She says she knows it's more complicated than that. But from the look in her eyes, that's what she's hoping.
Oh, what a shame.
I can't risk it. I'm getting the same message every assessment. She'll never be safe on her own again. Even warden controlled won't be enough. But today's got her dreaming again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I feel awful, Lucia. Like I'm to blame.
Well, you shouldn't do.
Last week I was running about getting valuations.
This week I've been sneaking around looking at more care homes when I've not been with her.
You've decided that's the way to go?
Very, very reluctantly. But David's right. She wants to stay up here. I can't see any alternative.
No.
The first couple I went to, I was hoping to prove him wrong. But when I saw what they've got, 24-hour cover, specialist equipment, bathrooms kitted out for any kind of problem, it made me mind up for me. She needs to be somewhere like that.
How many have you looked at?
4 so far. 2 possibles, 1 outside chance, and 1 definite no. I just wish I didn't feel so terrible whenever she asks what I've been up to.
You haven't told
her? I'm too much of a coward. I know how upset she'll be.
Well, until you actually find somewhere you feel is suitable.
It's not just that. It's like I'm plotting behind her back. I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, don't be. It's a horrible situation. Whatever you do, you'll feel guilty. There is no perfect solution, Ruth. You want your mother to be fit and well again, to be herself, the way she used to be. But, well, unfortunately...
I know you're right, Usha.
This is just an awful rite of passage most of us have to go through at some time.
That doesn't make it any easier. Making her realise when she leaves Marvin House, she can never go home.
So that's the first shoot in November.
And the second in December.
All right, Charlie, I'll let Will know.
Like, obviously, Justin wants the whole season to go well.
But these two are when it really counts.
Yeah, he's inviting significant guests on both occasions.
Well, as long as he remembers, we can't do much about the wind and the weather.
Even Justin appreciates that.
Though Will does have a little leeway, which drives to hold back beforehand. So we'll do our best.
Thanks, Brian. That's all he's asking.
And it's useful hearing Barrow's cropping plans as far as cover goes.
Yeah, I thought you might like to know.
Well, that's very useful. I'm still not sure what Adam's got in mind for us.
Well, if we're done.
Are you in a rush, Charlie?
Not particularly.
I can't tempt you to stay for a drink.
I don't need any tempting. I'd welcome one.
Oh, good.
I get the geese are born grazers, but chopped chives.
Yeah, well, we tried cut grass when they started pecking each other's feathers.
What, no good?
Yeah, it's too flat to get hold of.
Oh, okay.
So, they gave up and went back to the feathers.
But chives work a treat.
They seem to.
Fancy you not knowing that and calling yourself a farmer. Ow!
Yeah, watch it.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you find out about chives? Trial and error?
Rex met a guy who knows a guy who used to keep geese. It's a handy tip.
Yeah?
Have it for free. Use it to impress your new bosses.
Oh, I don't think I'll be dealing with a lot of geese in High Wycombe.
When are you off?
Next month.
Well, be careful. It's got quite a reputation.
High Wycombe?
Yeah, well, they don't call it high for nothing. Unless I'm mixing it up with Edgeley.
I think I'll be able to take care of myself.
I'm sure you will, Pip.
I won't be there long anyway. The plan is to send me to Brazil.
What?
Yeah, Webster Agri International runs some big farms near Sao Paulo. That's where I'll be getting my hands dirty.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Why?
You disappearing so soon.
It's life.
I'm really going to miss you.
Yeah, right.
I will.
Honestly?
Totally. And just as you were going to teach me salsa.
Go what?
Well, I mean, you can salsa.
Mum can, I can't.
I bet you can if you try.
Never.
Upside, inside, out, live la vida loca.
Stop it, we're terrifying the goslings.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And I've got 2 left feet.
You'll have to let me take you out, you know, sometime. My way of paying you back.
What for?
Setting the deal up with your dad.
Oh, it was nothing.
It was a lot, Pip. And you've got us started. I'm very grateful for that.
Are you?
Yes. And I always pay my debts.
It's not just water efficient and good at storing carbon. There are plenty of other reasons to grow maize.
Of course there are.
1 hectare produces 4 times as much oxygen as the same amount of forest, which you'd think would please the tree huggers.
Oh, not Adam.
I can't imagine Barrow Farm operating without it. The positive impact on methane production alone.
Look, you don't have to convince me, Charlie. Though it's a pleasure to hear someone else talk sense at last.
I try to.
He's got this absurd fixation. It's the main reason we have trouble with the soil in Broadbank.
Well, as I said to him, if you don't undersow, you're inviting problems.
We put a grass mix under it. At least he would do if he hadn't ended the contract.
Yes, well, that wasn't good news. But fortunately, I found another supplier.
Well, good for you. Oh, it's us left with the problem. What are we going to grow instead? Is it going back into cereals?
I did try talking him round, Brian, but sometimes you have to accept defeat.
So you'd agree with me? This is in confidence.
Sure.
After a howler like that, it's not the best time to hand him even more responsibility.
I wouldn't say that.
Quite. I mean, no, I understand. You're a friend. But the implication of what you're saying...
I think it's the wrong decision.
Totally.
But I can respect the thought processes behind it.
What? Look, you've just made a watertight case for maize.
It's what I'd grow, yes. But every piece of land, every setup's different.
To a degree.
I mean, I'm 100% behind how we operate at Barrow. With growing populations, you have to scale up food production as efficiently and humanely as possible.
Amen to that.
But I'm not here, in Adam's shoes. And if Debbie trusts him to take over, look, she strikes me as a pretty good judge, Brian.
Well, I used to think the same.
If I ran my own outfit, I'd want the same freedom Adam's asking for.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough in a small, controlled way. The trouble is, again, this is completely incompetent.
Yes, of course.
He wants to change everything at once. Our lambing pattern, our cropping plans, what we put down to pasture. He's throwing it all up in the air just to see where it lands, which is a very dangerous strategy.
Look, all I can say is, Brian, from what I know of Adam, he's a very committed, knowledgeable farmer. But I can understand why you have your doubts. However, as an outsider looking in, if Debbie definitely can't continue in her present role...
More's the pity.
I'd say back Adam all the way and he won't let you down. I honestly can't imagine anyone better suited to the role. Besides, what's the alternative? Letting him go and bringing in a complete stranger to run your farm? Is that what you want?
Mum, there simply isn't room for anything else.
Oh, I'll squeeze it in somewhere.
Well, I'll never get the case closed.
Oh, nonsense, darling. Yeah, I'll find a space. You girls never pack properly.
It is possible to buy moisturiser in Hungary, Mum.
You always say you like this one.
Well, yes, I do.
There, see?
It's very sweet of you.
Well, I happened to spot it in Underwoods yesterday.
Thank you.
There may not be room for the snack box as well.
Snack box? I'm not going to starve on the journey.
Well, it's only two tiny slices of fruitcake.
Tiny.
And not to eat now. I'll keep for a good week or more.
Rory will be horrified of me pinching more cake.
Oh, he suggested it.
Did he?
Yeah, well, in a way. And Phoebe helped me make it. She'd love you to take some.
All right. Pop it in my carry-on bag. It was very nice.
Well, I never know when I'll be able to cook for you again.
I must have put on pounds since I've been back.
You can always have it with a coffee if there's a hold-up at the airport.
Well, let's hope there isn't.
It's been lovely having you home, darling, even for such a short while. I only wish we were all here to see you off.
Oh, it's fine. Alice has taken enough time off already.
I suppose so.
She and Chris made me the most fabulous beef teriyaki last night. That was their send-off.
And Rory needn't have gone over to the Buttons so early.
Oh, they're going to the ice arena. If he didn't even know, he'd have to drop out.
At least Kate could have stayed and seen... Who's it?
Leanne?
Well, Leanne. Some other time.
I told her to go. I can't stand long goodbyes.
Of all the people she met at the university, why she suddenly got in touch with a business studies student, I...
Don't know. I didn't think to ask.
Sorry for making you wait.
It doesn't matter, Kenton.
Normally we fire up the coffee maker before we open. But, well, running a little late this morning.
I only hope caffeine provides some inspiration. Episteme's getting the better of me.
Oh?
The Echo's crossword compiler.
Ah, I doubt if I'm going to be much use to you, Jim.
Christine and I often tackled him together over a ginger scone.
But you still could, couldn't you?
At the lodge.
Yeah, Peggy wouldn't mind you dropping by.
Oh, it wouldn't be the same at all.
Why not? Christine will be glad of the company.
Well, she doesn't need it as much now. So I'm left to grapple with little Spaniard Hole's right note in porch on my own.
Completely on your own, I'm afraid.
That's why I find the Bull Garden such a blessing. A quiet beach for life's washed up flotsam and jetsam. At least when the diggers aren't carving up the green.
Yes, well, you'll probably feel better after your coffee. Oh, and there's a biscuit.
Oh, it's all right, Kenton. I'm only feeling a little low because I've been worrying about the community shop.
Why is that? Not progressing quickly enough?
No, not that. Though, everything does seem terribly slow.
Yeah, well, tell me about it.
No, it's Susan's ideas for the refit.
Ah.
If they hold sway with the committee, I'm afraid it'll lose an awful lot of its traditional character.
You want to get hold of Ash?
Ash?
Ash Bexton, with Faircastle Associates, I told you.
Oh, the architect.
Hmm. He's come back with some amazing ideas for our refurb. Here, eat your biscuit. I'll go and get the ground plans. They are a complete revelation.
You don't mean it, Brian.
Well, I haven't made a definite decision.
But even thinking about it...
I'd be remiss not to.
You can't bring someone else in over Adam's head.
Oh, whoa, more to work alongside him.
You can't do it.
Well, I have to make sure the farm's got a future.
It won't have if you drive Adam away.
Look, you don't need to worry about it, Debbie. You've a plane to catch.
What?
I shouldn't have said anything, only you did ask. Look, go back to Intramag. Concentrate on your new role there.
And forget I've left my family in meltdown.
It's not meltdown.
No, wait till Adam hears.
I'm simply considering my options. If I do bring someone in, he'll still have his present position.
No, he won't, because he'll take a job with me the minute you suggest it.
Well, perhaps only someone temporary to ease the transition.
If you don't give him the same responsibility I had, he's gone, Brian. Simple as that.
If Adam wasn't being so reckless...
Look, you know I don't agree with everything he's suggesting, but the general thrust is sensible. Look, there is a case for moving Lamming, but it could go either way.
Yeah, but it's an unnecessary disruption.
I see where he's coming from with the lays. If we can improve 15 hectares, why not a lot more?
Yeah, he's talking about 100 hectares now. No, we should move a lot more slowly and carefully.
And as for the maize, I admit I'm not at all sure. But only time will tell.
Now, Charlie thinks he's completely crackers about that.
You've discussed this with Charlie?
No, not really. No, we were talking about the way Adam's let Berend...
You've been criticising him behind his back.
No, I haven't. No, apart from the maze, Charlie couldn't praise Adam highly enough.
Oh.
He's convinced he's the right man for the job, so I appear to be in a minority of one.
It's his time, that's all.
It's such a risk, Debbie.
It doesn't have to be. Suppose, in a year, it hasn't turned out the way Adam wants.
There's not much chance of that.
Well, I'm a lot more optimistic about it. But if Home Farm does start hemorrhaging money, reserve the right to take back control. In the meantime, give Adam his head. Mum will never forgive you if you don't. Neither will I.
Well, I'll have to take some advice if I do. Make sure your mother and I are protected.
Mm-hmm. And with that proviso, are you willing to let Adam take charge of the whole operation?
He's earned the right to fail, I suppose.
That's a yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank heavens. I thought I'd have to reschedule my flight. You've got to tell him before I go, Dad.
All right.
I am sure you're making the right decision. I have every faith in my brother.
Well, you're not the only one. David says he's first rate.
He is.
And to listen to Charlie, you'd think he was God's own gift.
Two areas that Ash has really majored on. See, access to the family restaurant's always been an issue.
Yes.
So, let's widen the entrance. Simple.
Well, is that a load-bearing wall?
Yeah, he says it'll easily take the strain of opening it up. I mean, we're only nibbling.
Well, it can be very congested sometimes.
Problem solved. And this here is even better. It's a side elevation.
Well, what am I looking at?
Well, you know the tatty old fire doors in the ploughman's?
Yes.
Why not make something of it? See? A proper way in and out.
Well, looks quite ambitious.
Hell, I told Ash to think big. So, he came up with this on Tuesday, more or less on the spot. Nice little portico. where walkers can leave their boots.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, this is for everyone's benefit, really.
Portico. Hmm? Little Spaniard holds right note, etc.
Oh, right.
Obvious when you think about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I nearly tipped you off earlier. Just didn't want to patronise you.
That's a great help.
Yeah.
Now, where were we?
Now, for me, this here is the real pièce de résistance. The far end of the family room.
Well, let me get my bearings. Ah, yes. Yeah.
See, the pokey little windows ruined in the flood? Gone.
Oh, this is ambitious. Yeah.
Two arched picture windows. Light streaming in. Fabulous views in the distance.
Will you be allowed to do that? Surely there must be planning restrictions.
Oh, the old ones need replacing.
Well, yes.
Yeah, so, why not something like this?
Well, if you can get permission.
Now, originally, I thought, let's just get everything back the way it was. But, well, you can't do that, Jim. Roasted memories only hold you back.
Well, we ought to preserve the best of the past.
Sooner or later, you have got to cut free, strike out and do something fresh on your own, without all the baggage.
I admit they do look quite attractive.
And they won't just be facing towards the country park. These windows are looking towards mine and Jolene's future. And it's going to be a bright one.
We should make a move, Debbie.
Yep, yeah, okay. Oh, bye, Mum. And say goodbye to Auntie Lillian for me. Oh,
bye, darling. Mm. And don't leave it so long next time.
I'll try not to. Dad?
Look after yourself, darling.
Mm-hmm. I always do.
Be ready to drop everything and dash back in a crisis.
Oh, stop being such a pessimist. It'll be fine.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got some sun cream for you and it's in the kitchen.
We don't have time.
No, it's all right. I've got plenty of sun cream. Bye. And thank you for everything.
Do remember to ring.
Yes, Mum.
Okay.
Let's go.
Before she decides you need food parcels?
I'm halfway there. My carry-on bag's loaded with cake.
Bless her.
It's really good of you taking me to the airport.
Compared to what you've done for me?
Oh, Brian would have got there eventually.
Oh, I doubt it. I had to pinch myself. He's giving me a completely free hand with cropping plans this year.
Get him to repeat it in front of witnesses.
Oh, I know he's still not convinced. And he reserves the right to review matters in a few months.
Yeah, that's not unreasonable.
No, fair enough. His land. And I know it's going to put me under enormous pressure for the next year or two.
You'll cope.
I'm looking forward to it. So, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, I had very little to do with it.
That's not true.
I did speak up for you, but so did David.
Did he?
Yep, according to Brian. And he was especially impressed by Charlie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh. Ryan says he really went into bat for you.
Oh. That's... clear your side?
Yep.
We should be in good time.
So, what's happening between you two?
Sorry?
You and Charlie?
Well, I'm surprised he said anything. I assumed he was still annoyed about the maze.
Uh-huh.
Suppose I made a good impression. When we still manage the Barrow contract.
I don't mean work-wise. Personally. Something going on?
What? No.
You just seem... different round him.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Maybe I imagined it.
You must have.
It's just... the way you look at him...
There's nothing going on, Debbie.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that. Because you and Ian are so good together.
Yes, yes, we are. And we're in a very good place at the moment.
Oh, the Kevil...
So, any question of anyone else, it's ridiculous.
No nearer setting a date for the wedding yet?
I'll sort it out soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You have to forgive me, Adam.
It's okay.
You know, what I went through with Simon and seeing all the pain Brian caused Mum.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much to get my antenna twitching. I hate seeing people I care about getting hurt for nothing more than a casual fling. It's all so stupid and pointless, isn't it?
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.